Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, September the 5th. Most of us have wrapped up the summer vacation season with the kids back in school this week. And this hour, while we hope you had a great vacation, what we really want to know is about the vacation that was a nightmare. Your worst vacation ever. Our guest, author Jacqueline Michard, is collecting vacation horror stories for a contest that she's holding, commemorating the publication of her latest book called Still Summer, which tells the story of high school friends who get together for a lovely vacation sailing in the Caribbean, only it turns out to be not so lovely. Have you ever had one of those? Tell us about it. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And if you want to enter Jackie's contest, you'll have to email her, and we'll tell you how to do that. But you can tell us your story by calling 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. They say misery loves company, so let's commiserate together. It's fun to laugh about these things later, isn't it? Jacqueline Michard is a columnist and novelist. You probably know her best as the author of the first pick of Oprah Winfrey's book club, The Deep End of the Ocean, remember that, which was made into a major motion picture. She is the author of many other novels, including Cage of Stars, which was also just re-released in paperback. Her latest book, her eighth, is Still Summer, and she joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you just got back from a vacation of sorts, a workshop, a working vacation in Hawaii, and it was full of mishaps too.
Yes, it was actually. I fell into a concrete tank and wrecked my knee, and I got, you know how Hawaiian people are so lovely and give you a lei when you're giving a speech or something like that, and I was allergic to mine, and I'm all covered with bumps. from some kind of reaction to the
allergy to
Hawaiian,
the lei.
Yes.
Oh no.
Beautiful Hawaiian plant, and so I came home on crutches, all the way across the country in coach, and it was quite an experience. So it was a lovely vacation, but the funniest part of it, the student who gave me the hydrotherapy treatment during which the spa-related injury occurred, while he was with me at the emergency room, his condo was robbed also.
but you're still on for the book signing tonight
Yes, I'll be hobbling on over.
That's at the West Side Barnes & Noble?
Yes. Yes, I hope everyone comes to that. This has been, not only has it been a wonderful book in terms of people liking it, and the reviews and so on, it's also sparked people to tell me stories that have just been side-splitting, though they weren't funny at the time, about their worst vacations. Yeah. And some of them that have come in have been really a treat.
Oh, everybody has one of these, and you're right, they're not funny at the time. And sometimes you even block them. Like, I was trying to think, what was my worst vacation ever? And I asked my husband, and he said, well, it was the cabin in Michigan. And I forgot about it. We were vacationing in northern Michigan near Interlaken or Traverse City.
Right.
And my sister's families, my two sisters and their families, and my husband and I rented this cabin. So it was going to be a big family vacation. And everything seemed nice, beautiful cabin on a river, woods, lovely setting. But it was infested with a colony of bats. And while I'm not afraid of bats, I don't like them flying around the living room and dive bombing us. So that was, in two lines or less, that was one of my worst vacations, because we had to flee the house in horror and then go find a different place to stay.
Oh. Now, see, I like bats.
Yeah, I don't mind
it. But I thought you were going to say something like a colony of cockroaches or a colony of mice. I don't like mice so very much.
Yeah, I know. In fact, I saw you wrote a children's book about bats.
I did.
Yeah.
Bats are not rodents, though.
Oh no, they're mammals. Yeah, and
rodents are mammals too, but they're their own species, and they're very. If you had bats, you were the only cabin up in Michigan that didn't have mosquitoes.
There we go. Yeah, I know. I think bats are very nice to eat mosquitoes, but there were a lot of them, and they were literally, you know, just flying around.
Chittering,
the living room.
Flying around. Yeah, that's probably a little too much.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Intimacy.
But we're gonna check our weather forecast, and we have one caller lined up with a vacation gone bad story, and we're looking for yours too. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Jacqueline Michard is a columnist, novelist. Her most recent book is Still Summer, which is on the New York Times bestseller list. Jackie will be at the Barnes & Noble on Mineral Point in Madison at 7 o'clock tonight for a book signing. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, September the 5th. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins between 4 and 6. After 5, Ben's guest says the United States is not the world leader in healthcare. And we'll find out why he says that coming up after 5 o'clock this afternoon. We're looking for your stories of your worst vacation ever. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. No prize to send you if you call in your worst vacation ever story this hour, but it'll give you a chance to help the rest of us laugh about your misery. We've all had one of these stories. And if you'd like to enter, though, officially enter a contest for this, you can submit your vacation horror story to our guest, Jacqueline Michard, who is conducting this contest in conjunction with the release of her latest book, Still Summer. And how do people enter the contest, Jackie?
They can send me an email via my website, which is www.jackiemichard.com, and they just send it to Jackie at jackiemichard.com.
And you have lowercase. You have fabulous prizes too.
I do have fabulous prizes. They really do. We had a cologne created called Still Summer for Men, that one of which might go to Philip, who wrote me because his wife resented how many vacations he was taking for business, and she was really happy when she offered to pack for him until he got to his destination and found that the only thing in his suitcase was a whole bunch of newspaper and two bowling balls.
I take it that she thinks he bowls too much, too.
I guess that was the only thing she thought it was heavy enough. And so the cologne was made specially for the book by a fragrance artist that I met online. And the women will win a pair of message-in-a-bottle earrings that I made myself. It's my only craft project. I had a story last month in Still Summer about how I was the anti-Martha, and I had gone sworn off craft projects forever. But these were they're tiny little messages in a bottle with a little seashell and a little sand and a little message that says, "Survive, help is on the way."
Oh, good.
Which could apply to any number of situations. So
yeah. Well, let Bridget get us started here. Bridget in Waukesha, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
My story took place a few years ago. We were camping. We thought we were seasoned campers, and we took our children out west to see the sites in South Dakota and Wyoming. And we were going to set up base camp in two main areas and then do day trips from there. Well, our camp in South Dakota was rained on, the worst rain that they'd ever had in years. The heat that we were expecting turned into really a lot of cold. Our tent almost floated away. We were just soaking wet. So we survived that, and we went on to Yellowstone, and we were camped out in Cody, which is between the Powderhorns and the Rockies, and the winds came through there, and they blew our tent so bad that my husband was sitting up holding the tent poles only he couldn't help it, and they bent and they broke, and of course there were no poles to be found anywhere in Cody, Wyoming. So I said at that point, you know, you have to take me home or get me a motel room. And we ended up in the last little shanty before they all burned down in Yellowstone.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, no. And that's one of the things about some of the vacations that that go wrong is that it's one thing after another, after another, after another, isn't it?
It was.
Yeah. And have you been back since?
Yes, we have, and we stayed in motels.
Camping is something really... Yes, people get cured of that really quickly unless people have enormously strong constitutions. My own vacation horror story that was printed in the Capital Times was when I took my late husband and I took my sons camping when they were very small. And he took his boat out fishing into the middle of the lake where his boat sank, but he was able to salvage the motor, and we saw him come back with dragging the motor on a float behind someone else's boat. And when we tried to load it onto the boat trailer to go home, we had long since retreated into the car because the rain was so bad that the children were lying in water, so we were camping in the car. We tried to get it onto the boat trailer, and the boat trailer detached from the car, and the boat trailer and the motor went into the lake and sank.
Oh, no. Now, you told that, Jackie, in two longer sentences. You're looking for very short stories for your contest entries, aren't you? Two sentences?
Yes, I'm looking for maybe two or three sentences. Mm-hmm. And usually you can tell the worst essence of the one woman was on vacation with her husband, and she had cut herself on barbed wire before she left, and she was in a convenience store in Louisiana, and the clerk kept looking at her oddly and finally asked her, "How'd you cut yourself?" And she said, "On barbed wire at home." She was a farm girl. Quickly she was surrounded by plainclothes detectives with guns pointed at her, who thought she was the escaped convict and then convicted murderer, Laurencia Benbenek.
Oh, yeah, that's right. In fact, I read about that in your friend and colleague Doug Moe's column recently.
Yes.
That's a vacation from
Hades. So
she
definitely is winning one of the pair of earrings. I mean, for having detectives around you with rifles drawn on you is not the best way to begin your idyllic time away from home.
And did she have to? She had to prove that she wasn't Laurencia Benbenek.
She had to prove that she wasn't Laurencia Benbenek. Yes.
Pat in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I understand. I've got to make this short.
Oh, you can take as much time as you want. That's all right.
Well, we were restaurateurs, and so we didn't get on vacation often. But when we did, I mean, by the time I got there, I was already tired. And we had three little girls with us, and we went up north and rented a cabin. And when we saw the cabin, the girls were expecting, you know, a Holiday Inn, and it wasn't anything close to that. So just getting them out of the car into the cabin was a problem. But once in the cabin, there was fine, and we wanted to sleep in the next morning. So my daughters went and got fishing poles and decided they were going to go fishing at the end of the pier. And we didn't have any bait or anything, but they were very good, and they went in the cabin, and they got bacon, and they baited the end of the hook with bacon. And the cabin owners happened to have little kittens, and one of the kittens swallowed the bacon and the hook.
Oh,
and we
no.
were woken up by Daddy. And so the following day, my oldest daughter had a friend that came up to spend some time with us there. And we didn't know it, but in the middle of the night, he went into a diabetic shock.
Oh, my goodness.
He was going to spend the night in a tent. It was going to rain that night, so we invited him to come into our cabin with us. And in the middle of the night, he went into diabetic shock. We didn't even know he was diabetic. We hear all this noise and rumbling. And so then I had to run down to the cabin people that owned the main cabin because we didn't have a telephone. I had to pound on the windows and get him out of bed, and they called for a rescue squad, and I had to run to the end of the long driveway to the main road because they were just in the process of changing fire codes around.
Pat, and maybe you do need to keep this short.
Well, diabetic shock and cat swallowing the fish hook and.
All's well that ends well, I hope, Pat.
It did. But I was ready to come home and go back to work and never vacation again.
There we go. Well, I'm glad all's well that ends well. I was afraid we were going to have a sad ending on that one. Thank you.
There was one woman who wrote to me. Actually, some of these were funny and some were tragically funny. A woman who her now ex-husband took her on a vacation, a junket, to New Orleans with several people from his work, one of whom was the woman he was going to marry next. But she wasn't aware of that. They spent 5 days together there.
Yeah, that is not good.
No, hey,
there might
not
be something about there might be something about New Orleans because my husband and I honeymooned there, and it was at the end of the vacation, and I got food poisoning. I think from raw oysters. I'm not sure.
But, oh my goodness!
I mean, it was a beautiful vacation until that last day, and then we I had to get on an Amtrak train and train back with feeling.
Now, we have an Amtrak train story, a woman who traveled all the way from San Diego to Minnesota on an Amtrak train with her two young children, and the whole time the toilets were overflowing and running down the sort of aisles of the train, and her children were throwing up because of that all over her.
I think I was on that train. That was not a romantic train ride. Robert in Waukesha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Well, I have to keep this short because I'm almost to work right now. Reminded me about 15 years ago when a friend of mine and I wanted to go up north, just short of Iron Mountain, Michigan, where a friend has a cabin about 15 miles from the nearest town, just for a snowmobiling trip. And that happened to have been the weekend of a record cold snap in Wisconsin, and it was 39 below zero.
Oh.
And trees were bursting outside. You could hear it in the middle of the night. And we were literally trapped in that cabin for 3 days, no running water, nothing but an outhouse, scrambling outside to go get wood when we could because the cabin was very poorly insulated.
Oh, no.
The car would not start. We ended up taking the lid off of an old charcoal grill and filling it with some coals out of there and setting it underneath the engine just to hopefully get it warm enough to get it started, and we finally did, and we basically scrambled out of there.
Oh, boy.
That's like Everest. I mean, that's cold.
39 below.
Iron Mountain hit 50 below zero that weekend. I can't remember exactly. It was quite a few years back, but it was a nasty cold snap.
Yeah,
I'm just getting to work.
All right, well, thanks for sharing, Robert. That belongs on a Survivor-type show of some sort. We're going to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we'll continue hearing from you, I hope, your worst vacation ever. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. If you want to officially enter this contest that our guest is conducting, send your email with your vacation horror story to jackiemitchard.com. JackieMitchard.com. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. So, did you just get back from a bad vacation this summer, or any time for that matter? We are looking for your stories of your worst vacation ever. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:36 on this Wednesday, September the 5th. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Tell us what happened on your worst vacation ever. We are talking about this with author and columnist Jacqueline Michard. She's holding her own contest for Your Worst Vacation Ever in conjunction with the release of her latest book called Still Summer, which is a story about a vacation gone awry. 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. Jackie Michard will be signing her new book at Barnes & Noble tonight, September 5th at 7 o'clock at the Madison Barnes & Noble on Mineral Point Road. And Jackie, tell us a little bit about Still Summer, your latest book, as much as you want to reveal about what happens in the book.
Well, it's a life-threatening vacation. Actually, mm-hmm. It's a story of survival about four women who are separated from the crew of the yacht they've chartered in the Caribbean and end up drifting for 20 days with no food and almost no water and the very thing that they went there to find, the sun and the sea, becoming, turning from a comforting, peaceful friend into a bitter enemy, trying to fight the exposure to the elements and their own frailties and, of course, this being a novel, their own secrets. And they thought they knew everything about each other, in order to survive in an ocean, in a featureless ocean that has all the other vacationers have left. So it's a story about a race against time to see whether they can hold out long enough for someone to find them.
Well, I'm looking forward to reading this, even though this weekend I am going to be gathering with my lifelong friends, not just high school, but since before kindergarten, from my neighborhood in Appleton, Darlene and Joni and Patty and Marcia. And we are going to be planning some sort of Caribbean trip, maybe even a cruise.
Ah, see.
And we're to celebrate. It's not going to be immediate, but pretty soon we're all turning 50. So we wanted to do something as for our 50th birthdays together. And I thought, oh, great.
Maybe you should read this book first.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, things don't go wrong on boats very often. But when they do, one thing leads to another pretty quickly. It's like flying. People have told me, when I did the research for this, which was extensive, that if one thing goes wrong, something else goes wrong. You reach the tipping point very quickly, and pretty soon all is lost. It's safe, but it's not forgiving.
Yeah. More stories from our listeners. Adrian and Arena, hi, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
I can't actually claim this vacation, but I do go on vacation with this person every so often. She'd saved up her money to go on a dream vacation to Hawaii, and the plane that landed was she was on the last plane to land because there was a hurricane coming. And she's a practical nurse, and she spent the rest of her vacation helping triage people and pulling them out of pools and things like that.
Oh no.
Wow.
You want to try to avoid, but yeah, hurricanes don't hit Hawaii all that often too.
No, this was like 20 years ago or so, I think.
Yeah. Boy. Well, at least she could, she could help other people.
I guess you can look at it that way.
Yeah. Yeah. You had a funny story submitted to your contest, Jackie, that, what was it about? It was women who decided to go on some sort of cruise thinking that they might find a new boyfriend or something. Tell us about
that. Right. There were a woman and her grown daughter got a coupon. It was a 50% off coupon for a lovely cruise, and they had written to the travel broker hoping they could meet a few nice men.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. In fact, all the men they met were nice, and they had a great time, but they were the only two women on the boat because the other 500 people were gay men. Gay men only cruise. Everybody was nice, but no one was looking for a date with either of them. So they So they cruised around and had a wonderful time, but and they did meet some terrific guys, but none who were interested in dating
that
them.
That is so. Just so funny. That's the 50% off, I guess. I don't know.
Well, 50% off for women, I suppose.
Yeah, right.
You know, who wouldn't maybe have the best time?
Yeah. Betty in Lodi, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Well, our vacation started before we went on vacation and continued the nightmare after we got home. On the Monday before we were going to leave on a Friday, my husband was in a motorcycle accident and broke all the toes on one foot and had a concussion, but still decided we would go because, after all, we had planned to go, and we were driving to Williamsburg, so I had to drive all the way. You know, while we were there, it was okay, except he was in a wheelchair, and it's not really easy to push somebody in a wheelchair on pea gravel. He wasn't that much fun, and the vacation wasn't that great while we were there. On the way home, the transmission blew out on our car in some little town just this side of Indianapolis. Unfortunately, some older gentleman stopped, took us into town, couldn't find a mechanic anywhere because the Brickyard 400 was going on in Indianapolis. So we had to end up leaving our car there. An off-duty police officer was kind enough to take us back to Indianapolis to rent a car, drove home. Got home, and I was mowing the lawn, and a bee was chasing me. I ran out into the street, fell on my face, smashed my nose and my hand.
Oh, my God!
My husband was gone with a friend. He came in, saw blood dripped up the steps, had to take us over to the emergency room. He walks in on crutches. I walk in with my hand up in the air,
oh,
ice
no.
on my nose, and they're like going, oh, my gosh, what's this? And when we got home, my daughter couldn't find her cat. We finally found her, and she had been attacked by a coyote, so we had an emergency vet visit.
Oh, my goodness.
When it rains, it pours, Betty.
Well, fortunately, you know, it's a good story now, but we had a great vacation this summer, so it's made up for it.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad you survived that one, too. Wow. Lots of people, injuries on vacations must be a common theme, Jackie.
Well, it's true. One of the people who wrote in to me said that she, well, I guess you can't really call it an injury. It was more of a, what she was talking about, an assault on her life back home.
Oh, no.
As she was getting on her plane in Denver to head off for her vacation, she was paged and had to pick up an airline phone, and someone told her her house was being robbed while she was on her way to visit her new stepfamily, her husband's new stepfamily, or her in-laws. And there was nothing she could do, and the police were already there. And so she went on vacation knowing that when she got home, the first thing she would have to do was take an inventory of all the things she'd lost in the house burglary.
Oh, great. That's not the kind of call you want to get.
No.
Jacqueline Michard, our guest, columnist, author, most recently of Still Summer, talking with us about her latest book, Still Summer, which is about a vacation that goes terribly wrong. And we're also talking about the contest that she's holding, looking for your worst vacation story ever. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. About 14 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, September the 5th. Coming up after 7, we'll talk with a guest who says the morning TV news shows are giving Democratic presidential candidates more airtime and more favorable airtime than their GOP counterparts. So, media bias? Coming up after 7 o'clock. We are talking about your worst vacation ever, or if you want to relay a vacation story of a friend of yours, that's okay too. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Author Jacqueline Michard is holding a contest on your worst vacation ever. Winners will receive fabulous prizes. If you want to enter her contest, you have to do so via writing or email, jackiemichard.com. That's J-A-C-K-I-E MITCHARD, JackieMichard.com. Enter your worst vacation story ever to her via email if you want to officially enter the contest. Jackie Michard will be at the Barnes & Noble in Madison on Mineral Point Road in Madison tonight, signing her latest book, which is called Still Summer, sort of a suspense novel, an adventure novel about a vacation gone awry. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Grace in Madison is with us next. Hi, Grace. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Hi, Jackie. Thanks very much for the program. It's been fun to listen to it this morning. I wanted to share our story about our dream vacation to the south of France this summer, which we prepared for a really long time, as you can imagine, going to France. We were a little concerned about the food, if we were going to be able to, you know, eat the food that we wanted to and enjoy French cooking. So we decided to rent a studio apartment in the country in France. It had a little European stove in it that we were unfamiliar with. But, you know, in the U.S., it was an electric stove and ceramic burners. So, you know, in the U.S., you cook on the glass on top of the ceramic burners. So that's what we did. Mm-hmm. We were cooking our omelet and, you know, thought it was a little weird, the glass, you know, didn't know quite what was going on. And continued to cook our omelet, and all of a sudden it exploded.
It went boom.
So we were shocked. But come to find out that you're supposed to lift up the glass and cook on the ceramic burner.
Oh, no.
So we had no idea. We didn't know.
Oh.
And, you know, our host was very gracious, of course, and would let us pay for it. But I did explain to him that an American would not know this.
No.
Just put on the glass.
I've never seen that. My goodness. And so did the shards of glass go flying all over?
Well, fortunately, it was safety glass. So no one got hurt.
Yeah.
It was just one of the things that we had to add to this vacation. You know, it was an unfortunate circumstance, but we're laughing about it now.
Well, great. Thank you for sharing that. I would, yeah, that probably would have happened to me, too. Anything similar to that? In another country, Jackie, somebody not knowing, customs that caused problems on a vacation? Any entries along those lines?
One of the women who entered got back from, I believe it was, I don't have them in front of me, but I believe it was Switzerland, and she was stopping in the Netherlands before her flight back to Minneapolis. And when she stopped at the hotel, she found out that there was a message there that her flight had been canceled 2 weeks before.
Oh, no.
So no one had let her know. And she was trucked. The airline arranged for her to be trucked to some sort of small hotel, but it was really in the middle of nowhere, and the only place to eat for the next few days was, as she put it, this sort of the peak dining experience in the Netherlands, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, there, that's
three
what you
meals
want.
A day.
That's what you want when you're in Europe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sue in Appleton. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Great show.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
My husband and I used to own a small business, and we were open 7 days a week. And once a year, we closed Labor Day weekend, and we went camping up in northern Wisconsin. And the place we camped was an island, and for years we canoed everything back and forth to that island. And we stayed there about 5 days. Well, we finally bought a boat with a motor, and we were so excited. We were going to be able to take one trip across, explore the lake. As I was pulling down the driveway towing this boat, we realized I'd forgotten the map to the island. So I forgot I had a boat on the back, and I put it in reverse, backed up, and bent the trailer.
Oh.
We hobbled back to the house, and my husband and I straightened out the trailer. We were so proud of ourselves, got back on the road, got up to the lake. The boat was fully loaded with everything we needed for 5 days. We launched the boat and realized we had forgotten to put the plug in the boat, and we sank it right in the middle of the lake.
Oh, no.
That's horrible.
So, well, we had a very adventurous vacation. This is a really remote area. And we spent the next 2 days very resourcefully getting, you know, picking up all the items floating on the lake, getting them on shore. And we did get the boat out of the water, but it was never quite the same after that.
I guess not. Oh, so, well, I'm glad you made it, Sue, and you can laugh about it now, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not at the time, though. Yeah, that reminds me of a beautiful trip that my husband and I took to the Bayfield area in far northwestern Wisconsin, and we did a kayaking of Lake Superior, and we were at the Apostle Islands National Seashore, and you can kayak in and out of these sea caves along the seashore, and it was gorgeous, and we were having a wonderful time. But then a thunderstorm kind of cropped up out of nowhere, and it was this race to get back to the shore because you don't want to be left out in Lake Superior with a thunderstorm, apparently, and so it was kind of frightening. But we made it back safe and sound. Happy to report. Joe in Davenport, Iowa. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Yeah. Yes, what's your worst vacation ever?
Oh, hang on a second. Let me turn the radio off here. All right. Anyway, I was going to go out and see my sister, and she decided it was a grand idea to move out to California, which I thought was a pretty good idea at the time because I had a new vacation spot. So about a year later, after I'd helped her move out there, I'm going to go out for a little bit of it. I get on the plane, which turned out to be a little cigar tube of wings to go to O'Hare Airport. Got off that plane and got into a little bit bigger cigar tube of wings. That took me out to LAX. So I get out to LAX, and I get off the plane, and I walk all the way down the long hallway, and I come down the escalator, and I see her sitting there, and she's got this forlorn look in her face. I'm like, oh, no, here we go. Something's wrong. And then she proceeds to tell me that, you know, her and her boyfriend that she moved out there with, it broke up, and she had to move out of the apartment, and she wanted to go back to St. Louis to live with her sister. Of course, this was all unbeknownst to me at the time, just before I got off the plane. So, she'd already lined up some money. She was going to have her truck reserved, so we had to go rent a truck. And had 4 days to get her all packed up and in the truck and move out to Cali. Move her from California out to St. Louis. By the time she got done telling me this, at the base of the escalator, I was ready to turn around, go back up the escalator, I got a plane to go back to Iowa.
I'm sorry, Joe, you're kind of breaking up. You want to? I don't mean to rush you, but what ends up being the moral of the story here?
Moral of the story is make sure you get the full story before you go on vacation, I suppose.
Oh, what you're going to need to do once you get there.
Yeah, well, like I said, she had failed to tell me any of this before I'd actually left to go out to California. So this all got sprung on me. Like I said, I'm sitting at the base of the escalator there at LAX right there by baggage claim, and she's telling me that, oh, I get to help her pack up and move out of California instead of having a nice, fun-filled 5 days of sun and fun and probably drinking too much wine and all that other good stuff.
Yeah. Well, Joe, do you still speak to your sister?
Yes, and I better be going to heaven for this one.
Yeah, the family, ain't it wonderful? Thanks very much, Joe, for the call. So what can we learn, you think, Jackie, from these vacations gone wrong?
You know, I've been thinking about that as more and more of these have poured into my website and more people have written them. We idealize vacation time so much because, unlike other countries, we have just such a small amount of it in the United States at our disposal, and we treasure this time, and we put all kinds of expectations on what's going to be so wonderful about this time that we take away, that almost nothing can go wrong in order for us to have that treasured space of time. And I guess you can't really have people have fewer expectations, but I guess someone told me recently, after I was complaining about having to hobble all over during my last days in Hawaii, that I should try to look for the little vacation in every day.
Yeah.
I should have to try to look for the little moment in every day, even if it was a good cup of coffee or a beautiful view or a few minutes spent reading a great book, that I should look for the small vacation in every day and not put all my hopes into the 2 weeks I went away every year. Though I must admit, other than working vacations, I haven't had a vacation myself in 6 years.
Wow. So. Well, then you do need to enjoy that daily little vacation every day. Wow. That, and I love that. I love that.
I do too.
Yeah. Well, we will. We'll leave it there for now. I wish you luck with the new book. And
thank you.
Again, if people do want to enter your contest, it's a couple of lines or so of your worst vacation ever to your website.
Right.
JackieMichard.com. Thanks a
Thank
lot
you.
For being with us. Jacqueline Michard is the author of many books. You probably know the one of the first that she wrote was picked as Oprah's first choice for her book club. That was The Deep End of the Ocean. Her latest book is Still Summer, about a vacation gone wrong. And she'll be signing copies of that book tonight at Barnes & Noble in Madison at 7 o'clock. Thanks to Karen Prager for producing this hour and to Cheryl Gasser, too. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.